So yes, we have a lot of physical assault towards our staff, and that can be staff who are spat at, who are bit, nipped, hit, slapped, punched. And we've even had a few occasions when we have staff who've had broken bones and who have actually been burned by cigarettes. So we do see the behaviour deteriorating, and what we're hoping by the cameras is that it is a deterrent to people as our staff talk to them and tell them that they will have the camera put on, and we hope that that de-escalates the situation.
Is there any concern that this might agitate further the person? Do you know, because we don't know necessarily, you know, how what clarity of thought is there for whatever reason. Are there any concerns that this could actually exacerbate the situation?
From the other trusts who have tried the cameras so far, we see that it is does try to, when you try to talk to people and tell them that the camera's gone on, it does take some of the heat and the tension out of it. So it does tend to de-escalate that situation. But we are trying not to aggravate anybody. It is about how do we try to keep our staff safer and all our patients who are in areas safer, particularly in busy ED departments as well, who have to witness sometimes these interactions. There will be signs and all up for people to see that the recording would be in place if we need to then, and there is an assault on our staff or very abusive language used to our staff, then we would forward this on to the PSNI, and that would help then towards a prosecution. But it is just to remind people as well that these cameras are only used when our staff feel that they are going into an unsafe situation.